Welcome to the first episode of Let's Chat with Immaculate. Yay! So, a lot to talk about today. Well, maybe a little bit, but we'll see. So, I hope everyone's had a lovely day or week. I hope it's been a blessing. So many good things happening to you. I know over here in North Carolina, it's been super hot and humid. So it's been kind of icky outside, sticky and icky outside. No rain at all. Like, I'm literally just praying that we get rain because we need some rain here, you know? We just need some rain. Anyway, so this week's topic will be about self-love. Now, I really wanted to talk about this when I recorded it on camera once I get to the studio, but we'll start it off just to give you a little snippet about what self-love is. So self-love to me is basically loving yourself. And I'm not talking about just on the outside. I'm not talking about just the looks. I'm talking about the inside. Like who you are as a person, what you like, what you don't like. Just appreciating and embracing all your flaws or no flaws. Just everything about you. Now, I've always been big on self-love. And I think self-love came to me, or I felt like it, like, maybe like after graduation, high school graduation. I will say that, you know, like everybody else, when you're growing up in your teenage years, you're not really loving yourself. You're possibly maybe people pleasing, trying to get the cool things the kids have, dress a certain way, look a certain way, act a certain way, talk a certain way. Just trying to get people to like you and trying to just, you know, have so many friends. Like, just have so many friends. So we're in that people-pleasing stage, right? And I would say that I was guilty as charged, a people-pleaser. I just wanted to be cool with everybody. I was just comfortable talking to anybody. Because I just wanted friends, so to say. So in my people-pleasing era, we'll call it that, people-pleasing era, I really didn't know myself. You know, you don't really know yourself in your teens. You're just getting to know yourself. Not even getting to know yourself. You're just living life. You don't think anything's gonna touch you. You're fearless. It's weird. You're fearless, yet people-pleasing and constantly looking for compliments or, like, constantly looking for validation. There it is. That's the word, validation. So, yeah, just those years were pretty interesting and exciting and fun. You were just young, just living like, you know, those 90s teen movies in high school. You're just free and thinking the world is at your hand, and you just go to school, wake up, go to school, and school's just all your life. School's basically life. And, you know, you got your social life in school, and then you got your school, you know, the books and homework and stuff and projects and group projects. Gym, cafeteria, trying to dress cute, trying to get the cutest outfits, yada yada. Oh, and we cannot forget about the drama. Yeah, drama as well. I think it's all part of life. I think you have to go through those things so you can learn from it, because the adult life is even harder, especially when you got to pay bills and stuff. Yeah, it's kind of, I think it's a trial run for life, so you can be prepared for the real world, so to speak. So, yeah, in my people-pleasing era, I was definitely self-conscious about myself. Like, I was also self-conscious about my body. I believe around 15, yeah, 14, 15 is when I was really self-conscious about my body. I was more conscious about what I put in my body. I was exercising twice a day. Yes, twice a day. Like on school nights, it'd be once a day, and then weekends, twice a day. I was that obsessed. Obsessed. And then there were like periods where I went through not eating meat, not wanting to eat meat, because you know, like meat is fatty, da yada yada, all that. And I mean, there was a period where I just got the shakes. Yeah, I started getting the shakes, like just cold all the time. And it's probably because I wasn't getting all the proper nutrients that my body needed. And then, like, at one point, my dad was like, "Oh, I don't want you to become like these girls who don't eat anything, la 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 la, blah blah blah." So he was just being a concerned dad, as always. So what did I do? Go back to eating meat. Well, because I went to the doctor once and they told me that I was losing muscle mass or whatever. So I went back to eat. Like, I just, yeah. So I didn't even know that it was possible to be vegan. Anyway, we'll get to that in a later episode. So here I was, self-conscious about my body, everything, in my people-pleasing era. Did not want to have drama with anybody. Just wanted to get through high school, you know, memorable, make it memorable and whatnot. And yes, I definitely will say I made like the best of the best of the best of the best of friends. I have this best friend who's now, well, who's my sister. Like, we just clicked instantly when we met in middle school. And the funny thing is, we both moved to Anoka that year. I think it was 2006. Either 2006 or 2007. It has to be 2006 or 2000. Around that time, you get the gist of it. And we literally would do everything together, even including homework. We will do everything together. So yeah, lost my train of thought, but yeah, back to self-love. So yeah, self-love is basically you have to teach yourself how to love yourself. You know, there's some others will look for love, that self-love through other people, whether it be relationships, friendships, even family. You know, like, I don't know, us as humans look for that validation. There's the word. Validation from our peers. I don't know what it is. I guess that's just what makes us human. So we do that, and then we constantly lose our, like, we lose ourselves. We lose who we are. Even potentially getting to know who we are, what we like, what we don't like. So, yeah. So, I would like to encourage all of you to work on yourself, love yourself, always, always love yourself. Look in the mirror every morning and say something nice about yourself. It could be anything, anything. It has to be positive. Once you start doing that on a daily basis, you will notice a huge shift in your mood and how you feel and how you present yourself with in front of others. You know, if you've ever heard that saying that when that this person walks in the room, like, it just, the room just glows or shines, like you could just feel their presence, this aura, like their light. Yes. Strive for that. And not for other people, but for yourself. You know, you want to walk in a room confident in yourself, knowing that you're going to have a great day, you look good, you feel good, and it's going to be a fabulous day. I don't want to dive too deep into this topic just because we're gonna bring it back later on a different episode when I bring guests, because I will be bringing guests into the show or into my podcast just to give you, you know, we want to hear from a second opinion or other people's opinion on what they think. I think it's great to have these open discussions. And yes, I look forward to making more of these. And I hope you stay tuned. Have a lovely week. Stay blessed. And always remember to love yourself. Peace and love.